Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, national minimum wage to be increased in January and $75 million set aside for short-term poverty intervention project. Stay with us. The national minimum wage will be increased from $5,000 to $5,600 per 40-hour work week as of Monday, January 6, 2014. Also effective January 6, the minimum wage for industrial security guards will be increased from $7,320.40 to $8,198.80 per 40-hour work week. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer made the announcement in a statement at Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives.
These proposed amendments constitute a 12% increase in respect of both the national minimum wage and the minimum wage for industrial security guards from the previous rates which were established in 2012.
The National Minimum Wage Amendment Order and the Minimum Wage Industrial Security Guards Amendment Order were approved to effect the changes. Providing a breakdown of the new rates for the industrial security guards, the minister said their laundry allowance will be increased from $33.30 to $37.30 per hour. Firearm allowance will be raised to $41 per hour, up from $36.60, and a dog handler's allowance will be increased from $24.63 to $27.58 per hour. The cost of insurance coverage to employers payable on account of security guards killed or injured in the line of duty remains at $2 million. Meanwhile, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Horace Daly, is urging employers who can afford to pay more than the minimum wage to do so.
To all employers out there, we appeal to you, if you can pay more, you pay more, as most conscionable employers do right now.
Cabinet has approved the allocation of $75 million towards the implementation of a short-term poverty intervention project in response to the current economic challenges. Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says the funds will be provided through his ministry, which will have administrative and accounting responsibility for the implementation of the project. The project will be undertaken during the December 2013 to March 2014 period.
The funds will be directed towards the following productive activities: beautification of public spaces, entrepreneurial ventures, and the provision of compassionate grants.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will collaborate with each Member of Parliament for the identification of beneficiaries and projects.
Each Member of Parliament will be allocated $1 million and they will make their recommendations directly to the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry. The recommendations will be investigated by the Ministry's social workers to ensure that the projects are productive, meaningful and viable.
Approximately 3,500 beneficiaries are being targeted for assistance under this specific intervention, and the amount allocated to each beneficiary will be determined by the scope of the projects. Each Member of Parliament has received a letter outlining the details of the project, along with a prescribed form for the submission of the beneficiary names and projects.
I look forward to your full cooperation on this initiative, as this very important short-term project can in a significant way redound to the benefit of all the people in the country as a whole.
Minister of Labour and Social Security, Derek Kellyer. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.